Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India successfully secures extradition of 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahavur Rana from US. A special flight carrying Rana lands at Delhi's Palam Airport this evening. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Slovakia-India Business Forum at Bratislava, urges business leaders to seize opportunities for concrete results. At least 28 people killed in rain-related incidents in several districts of Bihar. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana launched in the national capital. US President Donald Trump's tariff pause offers brief relief to global markets. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals win toss and elect to field against host Royal Challengers Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today successfully secured the extradition of Tahavur Hussain Rana, the mastermind of the deadly 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, after years of sustained and concerted efforts to bring the key conspirator behind the 2008 mayhem to justice. A special flight carrying the terror attack mastermind landed at Palam Airport in Delhi this evening. Rana was being held in judicial custody in the US pursuant to proceedings initiated under the India-US Extradition Treaty for his extradition. NIA said the extradition finally came through after Rana exhausted all legal avenues to stay the move. Our correspondent Anupam Mishra is present at the NIA headquarters. We now go live to him for more updates. Anupam, what's the latest that you have?
Yes, Sarah, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, this evening has formally arrested Tahavur Hussain Rana immediately after his arrival in New Delhi following his extradition from the United States. Rana was escorted to New Delhi by teams of NSG and NIA, comprising senior officials on a special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane after completing all necessary legal formalities. NIA had secured Rana's extradition following years of sustained and concerted efforts, and after the terror mastermind's last-ditch efforts to get a stay on his extradition from the U.S. failed. After some while, Rana will be produced before the special NIA judge at the Patiala House complex in the national capital. Later, NIA will take him to its headquarters in New Delhi for further interrogation. Saira, the extradition process marked a major step in India's efforts to bring individuals involved in terrorism to justice, irrespective of which part of the world they had fled to. Saira.
Right, Anupam. Thank you for that update. With the active assistance of U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Sky Marshal, NIA, worked closely with other Indian intelligence agencies, NSG, through the entire extradition process with the Ministry of External Affairs and the Ministry of Home Affairs to take the matter to its successful conclusion. Rana is accused of conspiring with David Coleman Headley, alias Daud Gilani, and Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and Harkat-ul-Jihad-e-Islami, along with other Pakistan-based co-conspirators, to carry out the devastating terror attacks in Mumbai in 2008. A total of 166 persons were killed and over 238 injured in the deadly attacks. Meanwhile, the central government has appointed Advocate Narinder Mann as the special public prosecutor for conducting the trial and other matters in the Tahavur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, Union Home Ministry informed that Narinder Mann has been appointed for conducting the trial before the NIA special courts at Delhi and appellate courts for a period of 3 years. BJP has said that the extradition of Tahavur Rana is a big step taken for ensuring and coming closer to justice, not just for 138 Indian victims, but also for the victims from other countries. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said, the country's security agencies have achieved great success.
नया भारत ऐसे आतंकी को चाहे पाताल से ही क्यों नहीं खोज कर न्याय के पथ पर लाने का काम करेगा और इंसाफ की दहलीज पर पहुंचाने का काम करेगा। ये उस नए भारत का प्रतिबिंब है जो पाकिस्तान द्वारा प्रायोजित इस्लामिक आतंकवाद के प्रति जीरो टॉलरेंस रखता है और वोट बैंक की राजनीति को राष्ट्रनीति के ऊपर हावी नहीं होने देता है, किसी भी प्रकार से उस पर समझौता नहीं होने देता है।
Security forces in Jammu and Kashmir resumed search operations today in Udhampur and Kishtwar districts following night-long cordons. The cordons were placed after brief encounters with terrorists in the Jofer Martha belt of Udhampur and Chetru belt of Kishtwar yesterday. Operations are ongoing in the forest of Jofer Martha and Naidgam Chetru. 2 to 3 terrorists are believed to be trapped after an exchange of fire yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, India and Pakistan's armies held a brigade commander level flag meeting at the Chakandaba cross point along the line of control, or LOC, in Poonch district to address border management issues. This is the second such meeting this month. Indian army officials raised concerns about infiltration attempts, ceasefire violations and IED blasts. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on an official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava today. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blanár. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnerships and turn business prospects into real collaborations. She said the forum serves as an excellent platform to explore synergies and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leaders to seize the opportunities and convert these into concrete results.
India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. Our expectation is to become a $5 trillion economy in the coming years, and we hope to do it in partnership with our friends such as Slovakia. India is one of the fastest growing economies in the world, and Slovakia, with its strong industrial base and strategic location in Europe, presents great opportunities for deeper trade and investment ties.
More from our correspondent.
President was awarded the Doctorate of Honoris Causa in recognition for her distinguished career in public service and governance, advocacy for social justice and inclusion, and contribution towards education, empowerment of women, and preservation and promotion of cultural and linguistic diversity. President of India, in her address, said that education is a tool for change. She has seen it in her life as she has seen her journey from teacher to public servant to the highest office of the state. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Nitra, Slovakia.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana for the national capital. On the occasion, they distributed Ayushman health cards to the residents of the city. The scheme provides free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. The Delhi government will provide an additional top-up of 5 lakh rupees under the scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said that Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana is the world's largest health coverage program, under which 62 crore people are currently benefiting.
ये अब जब स्कीम शुरू हुई थी तो उस समय 55 करोड़ लोग थे, बाद में 36 लाख परिवारों को जोड़ा गया, जो आशा वर्कर्स, जो आंगनवाड़ी वर्कर्स। जब प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बने तो इस देश के 70 साल से ऊपर के हर व्यक्ति को जोड़ा गया और 6 करोड़ के आसपास उन लोगों को इसमें शामिल किया गया। इस स्कीम के तहत अभी तक 2018 से लगभग 8 करोड़ 19 लाख पेशेंट्स, गरीब लोग, उनका इलाज हो चुका है और 1.26 लाख करोड़ रुपए खर्च हो चुके हैं।
On the occasion, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, the Delhi government is committed to providing better health facilities to the residents of the city.
इस योजना को क्रियान्वित करके आज कार्ड उपलब्ध करा दिए, जनता में कार्ड वितरित हो गए। एक बार सभी अधिकारियों के लिए भी जोरदार तालियां मैं चाहती हूँ। दिल्ली के इतिहास में नया अध्याय लिखा जा रहा है। आज हमारी सरकार भारत सरकार के साथ मिलकर के प्रधानमंत्री आयुष्मान भारत हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिशन को लागू करने का समझौता जो ज्ञापन यहाँ पर हमने साइन किया, वो एक अगला स्टेप।
During the event, an MOU was signed between the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and the Government of Delhi for the rollout of the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today inaugurated the Badnavar Ujjain National Highway in Madhya Pradesh. Built at a cost of 1,352 crore rupees in Dhar district, the highway has been constructed under the Bharatmala project. Mr. Gadkari also performed Bhumi Pujan of 10 road projects with a total length of 328 kilometers worth 5,800 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gadkari said that 5 greenfield economic corridors will be built in Madhya Pradesh at a cost of 33,000 crore rupees. In Bihar, at least 28 people were killed and more than 5 injured in rain-related incidents and lightning across Nalanda, Jahanabad, Muzaffarpur, Araria and Begusarai districts today. Nalanda reported the highest casualties with 18 deaths, while 9 people died and 5 others were injured at a temple in Bihar Sharif when a wall collapsed. Casualties were also reported in Islampur, Silao, Rahui and Giriyak blocks. Several parts of the state were lashed by sudden rains accompanied by gusty winds this evening. More from our Patna correspondent.
Several trees uprooted and electricity lines snapped due to high-speed winds of more than 50 km per hour in Patna, Nalanda, Jahanabad, Khagadia and other districts. High-speed winds wreaked havoc in large scale in Nalanda district, where several trees were uprooted, walls collapsed and roof of kacha houses blown off. Thunder and rain-related activities of Kal Vaisakhi have been increased in the state due to rise of temperature. The Met Department has asked people to remain vigilant in view of inclement weather in the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has expressed grief over the loss of lives. He also announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each to the next of the kin of the deceased. U.S. President Donald Trump's 90-day tariff pause spurred global equities, leading to a strong recovery in major Asian indices today. Japan's Nikkei and Taiwan weighted index surged over 8%, while leading European indices, including the DAX, CAC 40 and FTSE, rose 4-6%. The tariff pause also ignited a massive rally in U.S. markets on Wednesday, with the S&P 500 recording its largest rise since 2008. Meanwhile, the European Union today announced that it would suspend its retaliatory tariff on U.S. goods for 90 days after American President Donald Trump imposed a similar pause on levies. Back home, Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and the last Jain Tirthankar, Lord Mahavir, is being observed across the country today. It is one of the most sacred days for the Jain community. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings on the occasion. In Punjab, a group of 5,700 Sikh pilgrims has crossed over to Pakistan via the Atari Wagah Joint Checkpost today to pay obeisance at the Gurudwaras in Pakistan on the occasion of Khalsa Sajna Divas on Baisakhi. Most of these Gurudwaras are associated with the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji. On to sports now. In IPL cricket, the host Royal Challengers Bengaluru set a target of 164 runs before Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Put into bat first, RCB scored 163 runs in their stipulated 20 overs. MS Dhoni is said to be the captain of Chennai Super Kings or CSK in the Indian Premier League 2025 after Ruturaj Gaikwad was ruled out due to an injury. CSK coach Stephen Fleming informed that Gaikwad had sustained a blow to his right forearm earlier in the season. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India successfully secures extradition of 26/11 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahavur Rana from US. Special flight carrying Rana lands at Delhi's Palam Airport this evening. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Slovakia-India Business Forum at Bratislava. At least 28 people killed in rain-related incidents in several districts of Bihar. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana launched in the national capital. U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff pause offers brief relief to global markets. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru set a target of 164 runs against Delhi Capitals. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.